كنت طوالي خونجو ويني وساء انتافة تشوف
O'Reilly the Fisherman from Old Time Songs and Ballads of Ireland by Manus O'Connor, printed in 1901.
And this is a song you got this out to a book?
I got it out of this very book right here. And there's no tune.
You didn't hear anybody else singing it?
We like the words, and there's no tune.
Didn't hear anybody else singing it?
No.
Nobody.
But we're putting a different tune to it, right?
That's nice. It's always a time for improvement.
O'Reilly the Fisherman.
Good.
As I roved out one evening fair down by the river side, I heard a lovely maiden complain, the tears fell from her eyes. This is a cold and stormy night, those words she then did say. My love is on the raging sea, bound for America. My love, he was a fisherman, his age was scarce 18. He was as nice a young man as ever yet was seen. My father, he had riches great, and Riley, he was poor. Because I loved this fisherman, they could not him endure. John O'Reilly was my true love's name, reared near the town of Bray. My mother took me by the hand, and these words to me did say, if you be fond of Riley, let him quit this country. Your father says he'll take his life, so shun his company. Oh, mother dear, don't be severe, where will you send my love? My very heart lies in his breast, as constant as a dove. Oh, daughter dear, I'm not severe, here is £1,000. So send Riley, to America to purchase there some ground. When Ellen got the money to Riley, she did run, saying this very night, to take your life, my father charged a gun. Here is £1,000 in gold, my mother sent to you. So sail away to America, and I will follow you. When Riley got the money, next day he sailed away. And when he put his foot on board, these words she then did say: "Here is a token of true love, and we'll break it now in two. You'll have my heart and half my ring until I find out you." It was 3 months after, as he was waiting by the shore, when Riley he came back again to take his love away. The ship was wrecked, all hands were lost, her father grieved full sore, and found Riley in her arms, and they drowned upon the shore. He found a letter on her breast, and it was wrote with blood, saying, "Cruel was my father that thought to shoot my love. So let this now be a warning to all fair maids so gay." I don't know how to do that part.
Right.
"To never let the lads they love go to America."
What's the second last line there again? So he has the warning.
"So let this now be a warning to all fair maids so gay."
That's a nice song, the way you sing it.
Could at least learn the words from that. I don't know if I'd sing that tune. But
the tune fits though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's very, very few people you hear singing that tune to anything. Right?
Right, but it's almost too pretty for the story.
Well, I mean, the inner character is what the suit is, you know.
No, that'd be worse.
The inner moan behind the head wasn't so good.
I don't know that.
Sing one verse of those songs with the real words in it.
I was last night the riding moon upon the foreign strand. In memory came my flower in June, our home and fatherland. I dreamt I was a child once more beside the rippling rills, when the first I saw days of yore the moon behind the hill.
When first, sing that last line again.
When first I saw days of yore the moon behind.
That's nice. That would work too. I like that.
That's a nice air. That's a beautiful air too, you know. Sing it through there. And I rode out one evening fair down by the river side. I heard a lonely maid complain. The tears fell from her eyes. This is a cold and stormy night, those words she then did say. My love is on the raging sea, bound for America. My love, he was a fisherman, his age was scarce a teen. He was a nice young man as ever yet was seen. My father, he had riches great, and Riley, he was poor. Me call, I loved the fisherman, they could not help. John Riley was my true love's name, reared near the town of Bray. My mother took me by the hand, and these words to me did say, if you be fond of Riley, let him quit this country. You the father says he'll take his life, so shall his company. Oh, mother dear, don't be severe, where will you send my love? My very heart lies in his breast, as constant as a dove. Oh, daughter dear, I'm not severe, here is £1,000. So send Riley to America to purchase there some ground. When Ellen got the money to Riley, she did run, saying, this very night to take your life, my father charged a gun. Here is £1,000 in gold my mother sent to you. So sail away to America, and I will follow you. When Riley got the money, next day he sailed away. And when he put his foot on board, those words she then did say, here is a token of true love, we'll break it now in two. You'll have my heart till I'm a ring, until I find out you. It was 3 months after, as he was waiting by the shore, when Riley he came back again to take his love away. The ship was wrecked, all hands were lost, our father grieved full sore. Now for Riley in the rattle, and they drowned upon the shore. He found a letter on her breast, and in it wrote with blood, saying, cruel was my father that thought to shoot my love. So let this now be warning to all who miss so gay, to never let the lives they love go to a merry key.
Strange lesson.
I'll tell you one thing. There is one line there that I don't like this. If I was singing that on, it was 3 months after as he was waiting by the quay. You know, the quay is the shore. Where is it? By the quay.
I don't care.
Well.
Doesn't rhyme. Doesn't bother me.
I'll tell you one thing, Ruth. That is a lovely song, you know.
Tens go don do chuid olscan na hegan gaid is a bailechan joiniu. Tá an taifead a seo faoi chóipiart, tá cosca de ausaid agus a de skype a can chéad.